In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
Right now, you have the privilege of hearing from our good friend, David Williams.
Yeah, and David's life and his ministry experiences give him a heart and a passion for reaching and building and encouraging believers with the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And David's also known for being a voice for the preborn and ministering the healing grace of Jesus Christ to men and women that are broken by abortion. And David, thank you so much for joining us here this morning, once again, on Mornings with Tom and Toby.
Well, it's always a privilege to be on, and good morning to both of you.
Well, my friend, I just wanted to have you just come on, and specifically, you talked to us about so many broad topics, but this topic you and I have talked about a little bit here recently about the role of men, both in the church and in life and in culture, and it seems like we're being browbeat a little bit, but yet sometimes we need the encouragement to do what God's called us to do instead of being beaten into submission so that we finally do what I guess culture needs us to do, and sometimes we're a little beat up by that, and so we need some encouraging words. Sometimes the encouragement comes in the form of some strong words that the Lord uses, but I'm just looking to you for some encouragement to move us forward to do what God has called us as men to do.
Yeah, it's something, because just being transparent, when you asked me about this topic, I was actually struggling with some discouragement on my own. And I think one, for us as men, for us to realize, like, we're not alone when we're struggling with discouragement, and that there's one that's behind that, because he doesn't want us to walk intimately with God, and he doesn't want us to walk in the roles that God has for us, and it's the enemy. And he can often make us feel like, I think for many men, we may feel a sense of discouragement, but we have this, I think we've been told that we need to have it all together. You know, we're to be strong. We're to look the part. You know, fake it till you make it. But there's a real sense of you know, being discouragement, and there's one who wants to do that to us because he doesn't want us to fulfill what God has for us. And we need to know that that's real, and we need to know that in that that as men we need the Lord, and that's not something that we can just bring ourselves out of. And not only do we need the Lord, but we need other men, and we need to be willing to be open and transparent about that so that we can pray for one another, so that the Lord can encourage us for what he's called for us to do. But I do think, you know, Tom, you're right, in our culture and society, that men are trying to be browbeat into the things that we need to do, and we can often feel like we don't measure up. And then it causes us to feel like, you know, I can't do this. I want to quit. I want to back away. But the enemy is calling us. I think of the words that God gave to Joshua when he was given the great assignment of leading the children of Israel after Moses' death. And one of the first things he said to him was, be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified. Don't be dismayed. Know the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. One of the things I think God knew is that, you know, there was opposition that would go before him. And that if Joshua just focused on what the opposition said or how they look like or his own thoughts or inadequacies, it'd be easy for him to be discouraged. And I think what the Lord wanted Joshua to remember and us as men to remember is that if we're walking with the Lord and we're his, the Lord is with us. And the Lord wants to give us the grace to do what he's called for us to do. But in the midst of all the voices and the things that are around us trying to browbeat us and tell us what to do, One of the things is our eyes need to be focused on him. We need to be looking to him. We need to be listening to him. We need to be walking in intimate fellowship with him, because it's out of our relationship with him that we're able to fulfill everything he's called for us to do, and to do it in a manner in which he's called for us to do it. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a lot of browbeating, trying to get us to walk in our roles, which can lead to discouragement. But in the midst of it, God wants us to have a singular focus on him, because he's the source of encouragement, and he's the only one who can empower us to walk in those things he called for us to do. Browbeating won't do it. Us beating ourselves up won't do it. Looking to him, sitting in his strength, walking in fellowship with him, and allowing him to work through us is the way he's called for us to do it.
Thank you so much. You're hearing from David Williams about discouragement in men, and basically how to find your encouragement in Christ. And David, I'm wondering, is there something about our modern world that makes encouragement for men harder? Like, I feel like in other times, maybe there was more of a culture of men being together and being in community. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think you mentioned the modern world. I think of just a lot of the technology and, you know, the media. We can become so isolated because we think we're connected, and we're really not connected because we're not connecting in those deep ways. I think it can be so superficial. I think some of those things that think make us think that we're connected can also be reasons why we can often be discouraged, because we have all of these images, all of these voices. You know, we're looking around, we're seeing pictures of people, we're seeing pictures of, you know, we don't really know people's lives because we're not involved in their lives, we're not spending time together, but we're seeing all these snapshots of people's lives through social media. Mm-hmm. And when we give the snapshots of our lives through social media, we don't give the bad days, you know, we give the good pictures of the good things. And when we look at that, and then I look at that, and I'm thinking of my own life, and it's like, I'm not experiencing that. That's not what, you know, that's not how I'm feeling, but it may not even be how the person who put it there is feeling, but it's just a snapshot. So we got to get beyond, you know, looking at the superficial. And I think we do need to be intentional about building relationships with other men. It's almost, we have to fight against the pull of the culture that, in a way, I think, you know, there's great things that come from technology and media. But it also can be, I think, something that Satan can use to distract us and to have us feel more isolated, and then to have us looking at just snapshots of things that aren't a real reality, that can cause us to, you know, either feel better or worse about ourselves when that's not, you know, the standard or what we look to. So I do think our modern culture makes it harder to do that. And so, you know, there has to be an intentionality for us to do it, because it's blatantly in our face every single day.
You are hearing from David Williams right now as we discuss men and encouragement. And David, you were just talking about some of the ways that we can do that as we sit with God, but you've got specific tips you want to share with us.
Yeah, I think for men, we do have an enemy who, you know, who lies to us. We have a culture that puts pressure on us. And I think as men, that, you know, men as followers of Christ, there's some things that we need to remember and we need to rest in. I think, one, we need to remember our identity as a child of God, as a son of God, that we are children of God and he delights in us. And that's because of Christ, you know, and because we're in Christ, we have a father who delights in us. We don't have to do all of these things to get his approval. We already have his approval, his acceptance, his love in Christ. And our Father wants us to rest in that and not in the pressures of what the world would have us to do to perform. I think we just need to also rest in the finished work of Christ, that it, you know, we can rest in our sonship because of what Jesus did. It's not because of our works. It's because of his. We can rest in those and know that everything that's done in order for us to be all that God wants us to be has been done by Christ. We can rest in that. And that with God's help, we can do everything he's called us to do. And that's the key thing, is it has to be with his help. On our own, we can't. The enemy of our soul wants to distract us, to discourage us, to come against us. He's greater than us, but he has no match for Jesus, who has already dealt him defeat, and his defeat will, you know, be realized at the end. But the power of Jesus is available to us by the Holy Spirit, and that we need to be men who live by the power of the Holy Spirit, men who walk in accordance with the word of God. And it's by God's power and God's Spirit that we can live in a way that he's called us to live. I think also with men, something that we don't do at times is we don't look back and celebrate what God has done in our lives, that we need to look back. You know, it's so easy for us to just focus on now and see how far we're falling short. But if we've been walking with the Lord and the Lord has been doing a work in us and he's transforming us, I think there's moments we need to look back and see how far the Lord has brought us and to remember how he is changing us and transforming us, and that the good work he's begun in us, he has promised that he will continue to do until the day of Christ Jesus. So don't get bogged down in the weeds of today. Look back. Look back and praise God and thank him for what he's already done. And knowing that the one who's brought you this far isn't going to leave you now on your own to gut it out the rest of the way. He wants to continue to do a great work through you. And then the last thing I would say is that if you're a man and maybe you feel like, you know, I was walking and starting strong with the Lord, and now I've kind of, you know, some of the discouragement is because I've kind of fizzled away from the Lord, and I've kind of allowed the other things to distract me and become more important to me than the Lord. Then the Lord today is saying to you to get up. If you've fallen, you can get back up again. And what you can do is you can confess that to the Lord. You can confess where you are. You can confess your sins to him. He says he's faithful and just to forgive you, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You can repent. You can ask the Lord to change your mind, to renew your thoughts so you can walk in his ways again, because God hasn't changed his mind about you, even if you've changed your mind about him. And God wants you to walk in his will and his purpose and his plan for your life by the power of your Holy Spirit. You're not alone because he's with you. And then he wants you to have a band of brothers. Who are some men, one or two or a group of men to get plugged into that you can come alongside of and encourage one another, be honest with each other, transparent with one another, and even pray for one another so you can be spurred on towards love and towards good deeds.
Thank you so much, David. I think we as men needed to hear those words from you, that we really need to ground ourselves in who we are as men of God, right? And then also knowing that it's God's help that helps us to do everything that he's called us to do. It's our problem when we start diving into our own strength. And I love that you're calling us to be men who live according to his word. It's part of my heartbeat to try and be more and more like that, and to celebrate what God's done in our life. We never do that. You know, it's like, hey, that task is done. Let's get to the next task. But also, sometimes when we blow it, that's one of the reasons Satan uses piling on to get us to stay down. But your encouragement to get back up and find other men that'll encourage us moving forward, I think that's exactly what we need.
Amen. That's exactly what I need. And I know when I'm going through times where I'm feeling discouragement, those are things that I need to focus on.
So I just wanted to just come in here. I know just a couple more minutes are left, but how can women kind of step in to recognize signs of discouragement in the men that in their lives? And also, how can we be more encouraging?
That's a great question, Tommy. You know, I think one of the things that my wife does is, she recognizes it in me. And so she'll be, you know, quick to pray. That, not that she's already not praying for me, but, you know, to pray and to ask, and even to, you know, kind of dig in to see, like, what's kind of going on? What's kind of led you to this place? What are the thoughts that you're thinking that have brought you to this place where you're feeling this way? Because outwardly, there may be, I can be discouraged at, you know, times when great things are happening in my life. Like, my wife may say things like, what's wrong? Like, God is doing amazing things, that, you know, through your life and through your ministry, men are being impacted, and I can be walking around in discouragement. So I think maybe one thing for women to even recognize, you know, oftentimes when things may look best in a man's life, he may actually be feeling at his worst, because I think that's when the enemy really tries to come in and knock him down. Because if men are walking in all that we're called to be, our influence is so great. God's placed us to be, you know, husbands and fathers and leaders in the church. So the enemy, of course, wants us to be discouraged, because if we're discouraged, then we can't be faithful in ministering to those and serving those that are under us. And so, you know, it's often at those times when things may be going well that maybe women can be just really prayerful, because I think those are the times the enemy attacks. And he really attacks and he tries to keep us from even moving forward and being used even more greatly by God to bring greater damage to the enemy's kingdom as God uses us to build his.